Good morning. It's the first Sunday in Pentecost after Trinity. So I don't know if that's technically the second Sunday in Pentecost. But today we hear from Jesus sending his disciples out to feed the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so here's how Matthew puts it in Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons." Jesus sees the people in the area of Israel, in people in his towns that he's going to, and they're harassed, it says, and helpless. See the shepherds that had been sent to watch out for the people of Israel, the original priests, the leaders. They hadn't done a good job. Matthew says that they were harassed and helpless. The sheep were the people. That's the image. The people are the sheep. Us, we're the sheep. And left to our own, we are harassed and helpless. The shepherds of that time, the priests that had been sent to them, had abused them, taken advantage of them, exploited them, harassed them, and the people were hurting. The people were hurting because the leaders hadn't done what God had wanted them to do. And it seems very familiar. Not much has changed. Not much has changed. People are still helpless, harassed, abused. Sheep without a shepherd, there's no leadership. And we see in the struggles that are around us today, in the racial inequality and the protests against the systems, and it all stands to reason. Because when you're harassed for that long, when you're abused for that long, when you're exploited for that long, when the leaders that had been sent by God to do what they were supposed to do don't do what they're supposed to do, it's what happens. It stands to reason. Jesus, in his day, walked among the people, and he saw this. And Matthew records that he had compassion for them. It's sort of it's a English phrase. But his heart, his insides went out to them. He felt in himself a deep hurt for them. That's why he was there. He was there because God loved the world that he had created so much that he sent Jesus to be among it, to walk with them, to feel the hurt, to feel the helplessness, to feel the exploitation, but not just to feel it, not just to experience it. He wasn't just trying to walk in their shoes for a while just to say, "Oh yeah, that was great. I really can identify." That he became one of the exploited. He became one of the abused. He wasn't just a witness. He was a victim. He's walking among the sheep, among the people, and he's feeling their hurt. and their pain. And he's doing everything he can earthly, in earthly possible means. He's healing all of the diseases that he comes in contact with. He's casting out the demons. But he is just one man. Yes, he is God in the flesh, but he is just one man located in one place. He can't do everything. And so he calls his disciples the new shepherds, the ones he's been personally training and will personally train. He brings them to himself and he says, you've got to go. You've got to go and do this work. You've got to go and feed the sheep. You've got to go and heal them. You got to go be the shepherds that the shepherds aren't being. You got to go take care of the sheep. You got to go and heal the diseases. You got to go and walk among them. Feel their pain. You got to go and take care of them. Somebody has to. So he sends the 12 out. And he gives them authority and power, the ability to do some of what Jesus himself was doing. Matthew says he gives them the ability to heal the diseases, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead. And in doing so, he says, go and proclaim the kingdom to them, the new kingdom. Go and proclaim the amazing shepherd Jesus. The good shepherd. You go and do this and proclaim the kingdom as you do. Tell them that the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of Jesus is here. That's what the church is sent to do. We sometimes wonder about that. What's the church supposed to do in the midst of all of this? And the church, to be honest, we've been pretty quiet. My putting the best construction on it, we're quiet because we've been in prayer. We've been in prayer of what to do. Christians around the world have been in prayer about what to do. What do we do? Proclaim the kingdom. The rule and reign of Jesus. We go with. We help. We feed. We care. That's what we do. Because God has given us this incredible gift that in earthly terms and in human terms might not seem like much. Might not seem to have much of an impact at all. And the world around will make sure that everybody thinks that the church has no impact or no influence. The world around will be sure to say that the church is impotent, that the church can't do anything, that this whole Jesus thing, well, he just doesn't seem to have any power, nor does he care, because where is he? Where is God among all of this? Why isn't he doing something? And the truth is, he is. He is doing something. He is at work. We can't always see it. It doesn't always look what we think it should look like, especially when it's times like this where we feel like there should be some sort of lightning bolt experience. Well, there will be when Jesus returns. But for now, the world is the God is at work through the church, through his people, most powerfully in prayer. But also in going with. As Jesus sent out his disciples, he sends us out, Christians, leaders, churches, to care for the abused, exploited, harassed, helpless, even while being the abused, even while being the exploited, even while being the harassed and feeling helpless. Jesus goes with. Jesus is the one at work. He's the one healing, cleansing, delivering. He is at work. Our eyes don't always see it, and that's okay. He doesn't do it for the glory of man, and neither does the church. And that may be why we don't see it so much, because we don't do it to get on television. That's not why we do it. We do it because God's called us to. And if we don't get any recognition for it, that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's not important. I'm not doing it for the accolades. Jesus did it, and it ended him up on the cross. It's maybe where we'll end up too. Not really on the cross like that, but... See, this is the thing about the church. This is the thing about the church and the world. You don't always see it, but it's there. It's the thing about God at work, God in the world, Holy Spirit. You don't always see it, but he's there. He's at work in you, individually, one by one. He's at work in you, changing your heart, reminding you of the forgiveness of sins, reminding you of his grace and love. He's in you to encourage, uplift, help, heal, deliver, all of those things. He's at work. We're glad that he is. Because Jesus came to save the lost, of which we are all part of that. We're thankful for his work on the cross, the gift of his love and grace and mercy. We pray the Holy Spirit would heal, help, save, deliver, and raise up those who are fallen. We'll see it in the church. Amen.